Michelle Obama becoming director to helm Netflix documentary on Trayvon Martin, George Floyd family attorney Ben Crump. By Warner Todd Houston on August 16, 2020. Streaming giant Netflix has ordered a feature documentary about Trayvon Martin and George Floyd family attorney and Joe Biden backer, Ben Crump, to be produced by Michelle Obama documentary maker Nadia Halgren and Blackish creator Kenya Barris. The documentary will follow Crump's past and current cases, including his representation of the Trayvon Martin family and those of Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, and George Floyd, Variety reports. Crump has also represented families of Michael Brown, Tamir Rice, Nakia Jones, Danny Ray Thomas, and Stephon Clark. Crump also represented the residents of Flint, Michigan, over their water crisis. Ben Crump endorsed Joe Biden for president in a CNN op-ed, writing, "This is a time for steely-eyed public servants who play no games and demand results. It's time for Senator Kamala Harris to join Joe Biden's ticket and, God willing, help him actualize the next phase of this movement from the White House." Crump recently called for the arrest of the Louisville, Kentucky police officers involved in the death of Breonna Taylor. The Ben Crump Project is the latest from Barris under his $100 million overall deal with Netflix. He's also about to star in the second season of his satire series, #BlackAF, in which he portrays a fictionalized version of himself. Barris has also begun work on the animated series, Intergalactic, based on rapper Kid Cudi's similarly titled upcoming album. Barris was most recently in the news for having had the politically charged episode of Blackish that she directed pulled from the sitcom's lineup. The episode was a virulent attack on Donald Trump and was shelved by the series' producers as far too directly political. The episode was ultimately aired on Hulu this year. Barris also tore into Donald Trump on stage during the 2018 ACLU Awards banquet in California. The TV producer accused the president of seeing people as things. "We need to see people as not just ideas but as actual people," Barris railed. "It's so tragic to me that Mr. Trump, I refuse to call him President Trump, sees people as things. He sees them as thoughts and concepts. And for future generations, we have to stop that." Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.